Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're doing it with our good friend, John Harrison. Couldn't do without him. AspireFA.com is his website, A-S-P-I-R-E-F-A, right, John? A-S-P-I-R-E-F-A.com. And the books are there, Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. He's an alliteration genius. Hey, John, you pointed out to me that we're all living longer than we used to. It seems that we are. They're talking about people living to be 100 years on a regular basis coming up. Of course, I'm not sure I want to see what the world looks like when I'm 100, but that's another topic. But that brings on, if we're living longer, that brings on more financial planning talk, doesn't it?
It really does, and I'm not sure that everybody has thought through the implications of how long they might live. We tend to look backwards at our parents' generation or our grandparents' generation. The Social Security Administration says that from 1960 to 2010, the average age of death for people over 65 increases about 3 years in every 25-year period. And what that really boils down to is you can expect, on average, to live about 6 years longer than your grandparents did. Now, that doesn't seem necessarily like a huge thing, but if you put it in a slightly different perspective, here's how it looks. What the Social Security Administration says is that two-thirds of men who are 70 years old now will live to be 80, and three-quarters of women who are 70 years old now will live to be 80, and one-fifth of 70-year-olds will make it to 90. And one-third of women who are 70 now will make it to 90.
Huh.
So we're living a whole lot longer
than
anyone before us did. And it means our financial considerations are different. If you were 65 in the year 1965, you statistically had about 7 years to live. You didn't really have to worry about how long your nest egg would last. Now you have a lot longer to go. You could theoretically be retired about as long as you worked. And so people really need to give some thought to a couple of very specific things, starting with how long will my nest egg last if I start making withdrawals? Am I going to run out of money before I run out of time?
One of the big considerations, how do I blend my income and depleting my estate so that I don't, so that I enjoy my life? As I deplete my estate, as I want to enjoy my life, but I also want to maybe leave something for other folks, but also have something for the last days when I need the extra money, the extra care, right?
Exactly.
That's the challenge, isn't it? Knowing how to blend those things, the income and the depletion.
Yeah, it's really an art, because the only way to find out if you did it right is to actually live through those days and see how it turns out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's a lot of educated guesses we can make, but you definitely need to be having that conversation as you do your financial planning. Another piece of this is think about life insurance. In the old days, what I remember always being told is that you buy some term insurance when you're young, and you keep that for 20 years or 30 years, and by the time in your senior years, you'll have built your nest egg and you will no longer need life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that, your spouse, you may live to be 70 or 80 or 85, and your spouse may live years beyond you and have already depleted a nest egg, particularly if your health care in your final days was expensive.
Right.
You may find out that you need life insurance far later in life than you thought. And the last piece of it, childless couples have some extra gymnastics to go through, because many people say, well, my plan B is that my kids will take care of me when I get old if I run out of money. And that's all great, but according to the Census Bureau, 47.6% of women aged 15 to 44 have never had children. That's as of 2014.
Wow.
So there's a very large contingent of people who don't have their kids as plan B. and who really needed to pay some extra attention to what might my financial life look like.
And I will tell you, care at that age, at the advanced age when you're incapacitated to some degree, that kind of care, the expense will take your breath away. I went through it with my parents, especially with my mother part of the time. It will take your breath away. There almost isn't enough money to put back to cover that.
That's really the truth. Fidelity does a report every year where they say what you can expect to spend on uninsured medical expenses over the course of your retirement.
Yeah.
Most recent figure was about $265,000.
Oh, listen. You can blow through $100,000 in a year if you don't have any family help. It's shocking. Hey, John, good job today as always. Well done. Come back soon.
I look forward to it.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, we love having him on the show, don't we? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.